Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Evening, everyone. Finny?
Sure. Jürgen, obviously you got back into the game in the first half, but what was said at half-time as well that saw you really step things up in that second period?
Actually, I had a really positive half-time talk, I mean, it's clear. We conceded a goal, we scored the equaliser, and we had really good football moments. And we wanted more of them in the second half, so we showed the boys a bit space we could play in. If we keep moving, especially if we can keep them moving in the approach they had, then it will be for them really intense. And we, in the end, we needed to get clearer in the final third. It obviously worked out. Was a great. All the goals were absolutely great. How we played them and how I set them up and finished them off. So that was the decisive part. You have to, a football game is 95 minutes usually. And so if you can build on parts of the first half, you have to do that. And that's what we tried.
What a night for the forward line as well. Obviously, it's eight for the season now for Bobby Firmino. Nunes on the score sheet again. And what can you say about Mo Salah scoring the fastest ever Champions League hat-trick?
Special. Typical Mo. Very important. The whole thing, how the boys adapted to it, to the positions, to the lineup, the reaction of the boys on the pitch. I thought everybody who started tonight played really well. Can't think about one player who didn't have a good game. The two kids, right and left wing, really good, Fabio and Harvey. And then when you can change like we changed tonight, if you can do that and the boys come on and are ready to contribute, then things like this can happen. It's now a freak result, we all know that, and we don't make more of it than we should. But obviously it's the best we could have asked for, and that's why I'm pretty pleased.
Just a nice moment with Harvey Elliott. I don't know whether you saw him, fingers crossed, waiting for the VAR to come.
Yeah, very nice moment. I thought he runs into the curve, that would have been not too cool. But yes, it's if you know him a bit closer, you would even more understand how much it means to him. So, but he played an exceptional game and deserved this goal really.
Jump with headset.
Your second half performance in particular was superb. Were you maybe surprised you didn't receive more resistance despite that in that second period?
No, I really think the first half prepared the second half because it was really intense to defend us. So from the first half, and that's difficult. When we are on it, or at it, as I would say, then we can be a really good football team. Unfortunately, we were not all the time this year, but tonight we really build on the good things from the first half, and that's why the second half is a result of the first half, because we really kept them moving. It was difficult, and then obviously they had to change the centre half, which is not helpful, then a little bit later the midfielder. That shows but how intense the game was. When the centre half got injured, was a situation, if he doesn't make that tackle or like that long, then Darwin is through in that moment. So it was well, good defender, but he has to put everything in. And that's what pretty much the first half. There were a lot of moments where they had to defend us in like this, and that's why we had to keep going, and the boys did that. But in the end, you need to bring the ball over the line, and that's obviously the most difficult thing in football. And the goals we scored were really, really exceptional, all of them. It's like the cross from Joey for Darwin's first goal, then obviously the setup from Bobby, pretty special. Then Mo comes on and is on fire and interprets the position really well and isn't in the right areas. And then Harvey puts it on where Diogo probably could have scored already. So, yes, it's a night where things worked out for us, but we understand that in the right way.
So, Wallace?
Jürgen, seven goals is rare, and it does sort of change the mood of going into the weekend. I mean, it feels different all of a sudden.
It changed the mood, definitely. It's completely different. We usually drink a beer after away games. It's that long ago that I drank a beer. We'll be probably drunk after the one. So, yes, it changed the mood completely, and it's good. But we all know who we are welcoming on Sunday, and this will be a different game. We know that, but it's better to go in a game with the feeling we got tonight than with any other.
Paul Joyce.
What do you think that can do for
Mo's
sort of confidence?
Everything that opens the door. You could see the reaction. I couldn't see Mo celebrating because he was always running in the corner, but you could see with Darwin, it meant the world to him. So like the relief was big, and he was obviously he's now fine with upstairs again. Things that his all the efforts paying off. Yes, and of course we all know when Mo. I mean, it's running for him is exceptional, absolutely exceptional, and obviously different position tonight coming on. It was just good, and of course I hope for him that everything works well from now on, like I hope for us. But we have to work on it. That's what we will do.
Chris Bascom.
Moments already where you thought the momentum might change, you know, last minute winners, big wins, but this does feel a bit different, this football, particularly the second half. It does feel,
We will see. We will see. I'm always ready for a change in the right direction. We'll see. No, we don't have to make a big thing of it, but the best football team in the world right now is waiting on Sunday, so we're coming to Anfield, which is good. But we will see what we can do. But it's now not that we are now big mouth and tell them, yeah, come, and we will see. We are waiting, not at all. It's just it was for us tonight, for different reasons, incredibly important. Yes, 7-1 is a bit of a freak result, we know that, but we had that before years ago. I'm not sure where, but one big result in the Champions League. And now we have to recover. Really important. That's the changes tonight. Well, good, because we could do it, but Diogo Jota didn't start because I got a call this morning. Yeah, that he feels a little bit of muscle, he can play, but should not play too long, and then it's my decision to decide, do I start him for 30 minutes or do we bring him for 20? So it was obviously the right thing to do. And then Hendo played a lot. Darwin played now a lot after not playing that much. And also, you have to all these kind of things in your mind when you do the changes. But actually, when we do it, the first 11 was really good, but the changes made again gave us made the next step with us. And that was very, very pleasing. So that was good, but that's it. And now we recover and prepare the next game.
Last one to the gentleman here.
Jürgen, you spoke before the game about looking forward to experiencing the Ibrox atmosphere. Obviously, when Scott Arfield scores, it becomes very noisy. How important was it for your team to sort of silence the crowd as quickly as possible after that?
I was on that quickly, but after. But yeah, the difference is massive. It's actually in all football stadiums like this. But last night, somebody told me that the atmosphere is here always the same. Okay, that's not the case, so I can say that, but it's normal. Ebbs was top, when Arfield scored, and after that, and each challenge celebrating and stuff like this. But yes, it's in these moments, it's very important that you calm the atmosphere down, but it's only possible with football. No other chance. You cannot do with harsh challenges, then you keep them on their toes. You have to play football and to calm it down. The boys did that, and that's the part I'm most pleased with. Of course, I'm happy that we score goals, but it's, I'm not, we didn't come here to want it. We want to score 7 goals, or not at all. If we win this game tonight 2-1, I'm over the moon as well, so it's all fine. But the way it went then, this can happen. Obviously, it was then really difficult for Rangers to defend us in these moments. I know you probably will write tomorrow they had a breakdown or whatever. I don't think so. We were then really just on it. And meeting us in the wrong moment is not cool. Meeting us in the wrong moment for us was now too often not cool for us. And so we have to change that, and that's what we are working on.
Thank you, everyone.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, JNO Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.